And in the studio, I've got Brian from the iHub. Brian, what's your last name?
Thorogood.
Oh, Brian Thorogood, like George Thorogood.
Of course, cousin.
Yeah, cousin. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, for the younger people who've never heard of that artist. Anyway, Brian from the iHub we'll stick with. But also, folks, you can't see me, but Brian's just laid out a series of sheets of paper and leaflets and things on the desk here. There are many things to talk about. Are we talking about the iHub to start with, and we move on to other things like laboratory and other easier to pronounce things?
Yeah, we can start with the iHub, in that the reconstitution of what was the old iSight into the iHub has come about from the DMO, Destination Management Organization, in the interests of providing the community and visitors sufficient information to know what's on, what's happening, what's good to do. And what we discovered is that this was easy to put together as a concept and less easy to put together in terms of personnel.
Right.
The issue is that primarily we're working with volunteers in manning the shop and the information centre. And although that is good, in effect, we need more volunteers.
Right.
The hours are 10 till 3, so it's easy, straightforward. 2.5 hours, morning shift, 2.5 hours, afternoon shift.
Okay. 7 days a week.
Correct.
Okay.
And you get full training.
That's good. And you're standing behind the counter, saying hello to people, helping them out.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah. And hopefully drawing on local people's knowledge.
Yeah.
Because you'll be surprised at the number of queries that come in that are not covered in the leaflet or the pamphlet or the website.
Yeah. Okay.
And so anybody who's got a bit of experience in life in Raglan would be very welcome to let us know that they'd be interested in volunteering.
Okay. Can they just pop into the iHub to meet someone there, they get in touch other ways as well?
They could pop in, but it's probably better from the website, raglanihub.nz, and then just send through an email to Jacqueline or to info@raglanihub.
And we should say that the iHub website has been combined with the raglan.co.nz, raglan.net website. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's the main source, especially for visitors, I think.
Correct.
Yeah. Find out what's going on in Raglan. So if you want visitors to know about you or your business or what you do, then that's a good place to have a...
It's the best place to
have
start.
A presence, yeah. And I guess it's the virtual version of the iHub, really, isn't it? That makes... Yeah.
That's
the obvious thing about it. Okay. All right. So, folks, if you want to volunteer and help out and you know quite a bit about Raglan or a little bit about Raglan, there is training as well. What are we talking about next, Brian?
So my interest in iHub actually came from Raglan Art. So Raglan Art is a group of 21 local artists who've been operating as a loose collective for a number of years. When Deanna and I arrived, we joined up and we found that there was a lot of energy to put on exhibitions but also to put on workshops.
So this is Deanna Wells, who I think I've talked to her as well.
Correct.
During like Art Weekend, I think probably leading up to an Art Weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so from Raglan Art, we approached the iHub and said, would you be interested in having an ongoing mini exhibition?
Right.
With a number of our artists changing out each month.
Yep.
And we were thrilled that the iHub organization said yes. We're happy with that. And so you will see various of the Raglan Art team and their work at the iHub. Currently it's Bridget Erin, and she has some flax work and some artwork.
Okay.
And coming out of Raglan Art, we then developed Laboratory, which is a little art school.
Yes.
And so Laboratory, now into our second year, draws on a number of the people from Raglan Art, as well as other artists and creatives in the community.
Right, and to teach, basically, all sorts of things. What are we looking at here? Jewellery, paper mache, painting, printmaking, website design, super sculpey. You were waiting for me to get there, weren't you?
Yes, super sculpey is a thing.
Is that sculpture?
Correct.
Done in a super way.
Yeah.
Okay. And these are coming up over the next months through to June, by the look of this as well.
That's right. So Sarah Steed is underway shortly with jewellery workshops.
Yep.
Then we have Lucia with paper mache. Deanna Wells, as we've spoken of, is doing both painting and printmaking. And I'm going to do some website design and optimization for the creative type of person.
Well, all the artists need a website, don't they? Is it for them, or is it someone who just wants to be creative with a website, or for both?
Both.
Okay. All
right. Both. So you've already played with the website, and you want to know how to make it better, make it...
Yeah.
And when I say make it better, that's for humans as well as Google.
Oh,
which
yes.
Which is unfortunately
search
what we
engine
need
optimization.
To do. That's the one.
Yes. I'd love to get into a discussion about AI and ChatGPT and how that's going to affect search engine optimization, but we really don't have time for that.
We don't.
Yeah, but it's a big topic. Yeah. Okay, so all right, so that and then the sculpture with Deanna in June as well.
Correct.
Yeah. So and you've got a website people can check out if they want to remind themselves, basically, don't you?
Laboratory.nz.
Okay, and can we spell laboratory?
Laboratory. Lots of R's.
It's like laboratory, but with art mixed in.
Correct.
Yeah. Are you actually pronounce it in a way that I find easier to pronounce than what I had been doing?
Good.
Because you've basically invented a new word. Okay.
Actually, if you typed laboratory, the correct spelling, .nz, you would still find us.
Oh, did you nab that as well? Good move.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, what have we got next?
And then one other little project. Raglan has, as well as wonderful artists, it has a lot of holistic healers.
Yes, can I pick it up and look at this?
Yes, indeed. So a few healers early on, that we put together the concept of Sunflower Oracle, as in a wellness network, online as well as magazines.
Right, so this is a magazine. This is a mini magazine.
Correct.
It's A5 size.
And it's very close to what used to be called fanzines in the old days.
Mm.
So anybody who had their little Gestetner or photocopier that produced a little fanzine about music or...
Well, it just got shortened to zines, didn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. Did you have a zine, Brian?
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay, so
yes.
Right, this way.
Science fiction music... zine and a comics zine.
Right.
Back in the day. And the production values nowadays are somewhat more advanced than they ever were.
Yeah,
then.
They were fantastically unadvanced back then, but it was still the first chance people had to self-publish and self-distribute. And so this is, I'm looking through, I'm seeing lots of different healing modalities here and the healers represented, basically. So it's a bit of, so this is the back half, so that's a bit of a guide.
Correct.
To who's around.
Yes.
And then some articles as well, but editorial perhaps. Yeah. Okay. And where can people pick up the Sunflower Oracle in zine form?
Well, that's available, curiously, at the iHub.
What a coincidence. I think I've seen it around elsewhere.
But also at Swap and Zinnia and most of the cafes will have copies.
Okay.
And it's quarterly, so... we've recently had the summer one, and in a month or so, we'll be having the autumn edition.
Okay. Have you had feedback on how it's doing?
It's doing very well. We've, over the course of 2.5 years, we now have 4 editions. So we have Raglan, we have Hamilton, we have Tauranga and the East Coast, and we have the Lakes and Rotorua.
Right.
And soon to, well... We were originally thinking of soon into Coromandel and Thames, but we might leave that alone for a little while.
Can't get in at the moment. Well, yeah. Okay, all right, I understand. Okay, so that's Sunflower Oracle. Look for that, folks. Or it's online as well, I guess.
Correct, yes.
Sunfloweroracle.nz.
NZ,
okay. All All right, you never know these days. All right.
I avoid .co.nz now.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Also good. So there's another thing I could have a discussion about, but that's why I went blank for a bit because I was deciding, no, I haven't got time for that. So the final thing that you want to tell us about
is that particularly with the art in Raglan, we're always interested in new artists, new creatives, either someone who's starting out or someone who's been an artist for a while and has come to Raglan. By all means, go on, have a look at Laboratory, have a look at raglanart.nz, and get in touch with us.
Okay.
We'll be happy to meet you, chat to you, invite you to our exhibitions even.
Okay, so you can enlarge the group.
Correct.
Yeah, and so and Raglan Art, that's different to the old school art centre. This is a collective of artists.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. All right, and there are other collectives in town anyway.
There are.
So there are so many artists.
That's right.
Yeah. Are you? Is everyone getting ready for Arts Weekend at the end of the year already? They're thinking about that?
Many are.
Yeah. I know the old school because they have to plan a long way ahead to get their printing done. So yeah. All right, folks. We've been talking to Brian Thorogood from the iHub and Sunflower Oracle and Laboratory.
That's the one.
Say it for me.
Laboratory.
There we go. All right. That's where I was getting mixed up. Laboratory. It's important. And volunteers needed at the iHub. A couple more volunteers, or as many as possible, would be good.
But certainly a couple. Tomorrow would be fantastic.
Tomorrow, okay, folks. Call in or go to, what's the website again for the iHub?
RaglanIHub.nz.
.nz, because we like .nz. All right, thanks for coming in, Brian.
Thank you, Aaron.
All right, folks, end of the show for the day. Excuse me, hope you enjoyed it. I'll go and have a drink of water and see you all again tomorrow.